Testing, 1, 2, 3. Is it working? I really can't tell if it's working or not. Derek, I think we need you, Derek. Yeah, I don't know how this works. I've been doing it for a long time and I still can't figure it out. Oh, hello. Okay, so I guess it is working. So, hi. It's 30. If you're new, welcome and hello. If you're returning, welcome back. Today, I will be talking about endangered animals. Mainly one specific animal. And also, don't mind my voice today, because I don't even know what happened. But, yeah. Anyways, so today, I will be talking about endangered animals, as you just heard me say. But I'm focusing on one specific animal, Amur leopards. Amur leopards are critically endangered animals. There are around only 90 leopards left in the world. Can you believe that? It's insane how people are just running around killing animals for their own enjoyment. And, you know, it's not fair. But, whatever. They are found in the far east areas of Russia and northeast China. Also, they almost became extinct in the 1970s. Their population in the wild had been dwindled to fewer than 30. 30. You see, count how many of us, how many people are in the world, and then compare that to 30 leopards. Like, bro, that's just not cool. Let's just think about this. The extinction of few animals like tigers would increase herbivores, which could have overall negative consequences for soil stability. And also, I'm sorry if you can't hear me or understand me correctly because my voice, but yeah. So, it would have a negative consequence for water quality and other things. I mean, that's practically just the tip of the iceberg, though. Because there are a lot worse things than that. Amur leopards are threatened by illegal wildlife trade, poaching, forest fires, inbreeding, diseases, climate change, habitat loss, fragmentation, deforestation, and more. To be honest, people are stupid and will do anything for money, if I'm being completely honest. Ways you can help amur leopards, or just endangered animals in general, is by doing the following. You can recycle, you can grow native plants, you can reduce water consumption, reduce your personal footprint, don't buy plastic products, educate yourself and others about endangered species in your area. So, like, by that, maybe they want you to look stuff up and, you know, read some books or something about animals and what they go through and how their numbers are decreasing, you know? Pressure your civil servants, volunteer your time to protect the wildlife in your area. Don't purchase products from companies that you know are polluters. Get in touch with your fish and game department and block out the black market. You know? So, people are just completely stupid and think about the value of something to them. Then the value of that same thing to another person, animal, or object. But, you know, like I said, people are stupid. So, we can't control what they do or what they think, you know? I'm not saying everyone is like that, but most people in the entire world. But, you know? Oh well, I can't do anything about it. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Come back next time to hear me interview the stars of one of your favorite TV shows. I'll see you guys next time, and don't worry, my voice will not be like this. Bye!